I'd like to announce me, Alan Smith, with a wee Puckley Stories of the Day's Press and Journal on Tuesday, March the 26th. So, front page paper today is Guy Grimm headlines, the two monies in court over stabbing murder bid. So this is two monies have appeared in court charged with attempted murder following an alleged stabbing in Bodham. Bobbies were called to a property in Dundonny Street in the village just before midnight on Thursday. An eyewitness described seeing a man being taken to hospital with serious injuries. And now two lads, Charlie Coutts and Stuart Forsyth, have appeared in private at Peterhead in connection with the incident. The pair each face a charge of assault to injury, danger to life and attempted murder. Coutts, Fabrice and Aberdeen, also faces a charge of possession of drugs, while Forsyth of Fraserburgh is also accused of attempting to pervert the course of justice. They made no plea and were remanded in custody. They're expected to appear again within the next 8 days. So, oh, mighty. Just another Thursday night in Bodham, but obviously there have been some focus seen things going on and can help with Bobbies in their inquiries and you know, I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of it. Now here's a hit shows and all favourites at City Theatre. So this is things that's coming up in His Majesty's Theatre. It's going to be a mix of drama, romance, crime and mystery. So the list includes a host of big names for the return of the hugely popular kids show, to top stage acts and a number of well-kent offerings related to the silver screen. September will bring cult favourite Heathers, never heard of it either, based on the film starring Christian Slater and Winona Ryder to the city, with the black comedy musical fresh from a smash hit West End Run. Oh, no, dude, my sister had been to see it, and she's to theatre every week near her. She must be a bloody expert in other things it's on. For crime fans, there's Rebus, A Game of Malice, which will keep audiences guessing, and Agatha Christie's classic whodunit Murder on the Orient Express. Now, that was a good film to be, and the Hall folk it used to be in it. Peter Ustinov, I think. Well, anyway, this is featuring her beloved Detective Hercule Poirot. That was him. Romantic fantasy ghost musical, written by multi-Brit Award winner Dave Stewart and Grammy Award winning Glenn Ballard, with a script by Bruce Joel Rubin, based on the Oscar-winning screenplay. You're kind of wrong, that's clever folk. Heads to the Granite City this November. Classic drama, A Streetcar Named Desire, for Pitlochry Festival Theatre, is another to join the list of shows coming north. And for the youngsters, there is Dinosaur World Live. Well, again, that'll be a big hit with young Brody now. He's dinosaur daft, which promises to be a roarsome interactive show for the family. Also on the programme is Humans 2.0, described as a symphony of acrobatics, sound and light from Australia-based Circa. The exciting circus performance of 10,000 hours from Australian company Gravity and Other Myths also features in this season, with further announcement on the lineup coming soon. So, crikey, heaps going on at the His Majesty's, and it's you know, it's good to see it getting well used and well supported. I was speaking to a man, it was in seeing Frank Skinner that night, and he said it was about, you know, 90% full, so that's good for His Majesty's, you know, for him to be doing that. Because I think when he was up before, he was at the Music Hall, Frank Skinner, but good that His Majesty's is getting used and getting filled up, because it's a rare building. No, this is out in the northeast of Bury, but I think it's worth a shout. It's Easter fun for Corgi Derby Race. Yes, you heard right, the Corgi Derby Race. This is Judy Murray will start the race as the Corgi Derby returns to Musselburgh Racecourse for the third year this Easter. Rodney, the reigning champion for last year, will defend his title in the event, which takes place at noon on Easter Saturday at the track in East Lothian. Pembroke Welsh Corgi Rodney saw off 13 of their competitors to win last year's race. The Corgi Derby was first launched by the racecourse as part of its celebrations for the late monarch's Platinum Jubilee in 2022. Last year it was moved to the Easter Saturday race day as a nod to the event's royal connections. Judy Murray said it's going to be a tough job to match the excitement of last year's photo finish, but again, the dogs and their owners have been putting in hard work behind the scenes, so I have very high hopes. So, well, I hope this is going to be televised or something on TV, because there's a picture of the men, the corgis and their wee leggies, running for rather worth, well, three of them is, and one is stopped and gaping away with his shooter to see if it's happening ahead of him. So I took it that's near road, he wasn't going to win anyway, he was miles ahead, but with my nosy backer at him. So yeah, sounds like a good laugh anyway. If I ever thought about that, it deserves a medal, I'd say it themselves. So Easter Saturday, Corgi Derby, Musselburgh Racecourse, then I'll be late. Now, here's the pupils get down to street level, and it says the pupils say Olmacher Academy have met representatives of Aberdeen City Council in Our Union Street to showcase their ideas for the future local high streets after taking part in the Tech Fest Blueprint Challenge, which is the TFBC. So they are a national competition for students are asked to come up with realistic ideas for regenerating high streets. Las Chicas, that was the name of the Olmacher group, they were announced as the winners in December after coming up with a variety of innovative ideas. These included a U-shaped layout model for easy navigation, energy generation pavements, that might be a hydrogen-powered bus system, and nature-inspired spaces to improve social interaction. So, well, well done to them. That's and there's a picture of them and some of the council bigwigs, and a great thing for the academy to win if it's a national competition, for them to win it. Excellent stuff, and hopefully some of their ideas will come to fruition. Although I'm not sure about the energy generation pavements. That sounds like it'd be like a treadmill kind of thing, maybe, and. Somebody like myself, you never get the end of it. So, but anyway, maybe something completely different. But we'll see if the council can afford offer this great ideas for the kids. So that's one thing, kids is never short imaginations. Now here's a student show casting rehearsal for Return of Spring Concert fundraiser. So Aberdeen Student Show Spring Concert is returning for another performance this April. The event's taking place on Wednesday, April the 3rd, at South Holborn Kirk as part of the group's fundraising efforts. Aberdeen Student Show will team up with local talents, the Mother and Son duo, the Flying Pigs' Craig Pike, and BBC Two's Rocktop with Drop star Eileen Pike, they're kind of related, to deliver an afternoon of sing-along songs and classic student show numbers. All proceeds for the afternoon will count towards the final sum following His Majesty's Theatre Show later this month. Last year's production of I, Tannic raised a record-breaking £125,000 for 50 local charities. This year, the show is supporting an impressive 66 local charities. Donations for local businesses mean that every penny for ticket sales will go directly to the charities. Student show administrator Meg Stanger said, "I'd say it is one of the highlights in our fundraising calendar. We are so excited to perform some songs and hopefully convince folk to buy some tickets." Meg, who is a fourth year student at Robert Gordon's, added that we've already sold more than 4,000 tickets, so it's looking to be a fantastic audience. I can't wait to get the production underway. An entry donation of £5 includes refreshments and fine pieces. What a bargain. That is nowadays, anyway. Alongside preparing for the concert, the cast and crew are also gearing up for a return to the stage of His Majesty's Theatre for April 24th to 27th with their Doric comedy Mount Hoolan Rouge. Tickets for Aberdeen Performing Arts website or His Majesty's Theatre box office. So it was a very, very good show, so I'm led to believe I've never been. I might try and get along this year if we can. And, if you're in Aberdeen at that time, well worth a visit, and all for a good cause, if it's not a like. Then I'll just finish up with sport as normal, and back page paper day is Reds boosted Miovski's international dream. So goal hero Bojan Miłoszki has thanked Aberdeen for giving him a platform to ignite his international career. The striker struggled to get a start for his country while at Hungarian club MTK Budapest. However, since signing for the Dons in a £535,000 transfer in 2022, Miłoszki has become North Macedonia's first choice striker. So the 24-year-old started in the 1-0 friendly defeat to Montenegro yesterday. took his cap tally to 21. Well, he's just said thanks to Aberdeen for getting him, you know, a bit of more highlight to his career. And obviously he's been banging on the goal, so, you know, hard for, I mean, I think North Macedonia's got a great hell of a strikers, but they'll face, I think Scotland could be dealing with him, because as we speak, they're losing 1-0 to Northern Ireland in their other warm-up game for the Euro. So unless they're going to be a bit like Germany, if they lose other games lead knocked out, and then he had a tremendous tournament. So fingers crossed that's okay. So come on, Scotland. No, that's me done for the day now. Just a wee puckle stories of today's Press and Journal on Tuesday, March 26, 2024. And a very dreich kind of day. Again, a day very dark, spitting the rain on and off all the time. And come to nothing. It's a few sleety showers, but no signs on it now, but now they're speaking about that for more, and so I think they just seem to be covering themselves. And then somebody did say to me today that they've got a message popped up on their phone that the flood alert had now been lifted, and I said, well, that's an account that there's just the main lashings of rain, just the odd shore here and there, so that's when they warrant a flood in anybody's eyes. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. No, hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it, and there's at some point in time, somebody's listening to Doric Express in 45 different countries since we started DNS. So, and we get a good few regular kind of listeners every day, which is great. But, there's room for a couple more. And if you do have kind of any all exiled Northeaster, Aberdeen, Lunar Quine, let them kind of go to Doric Express. That would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.